Okay, you were telling me about your parents, friends, feeling that it was important for you to, you and your brothers to go to Chinese schools, right?
Yes, well, my mother's friends, they thought it was important for us to go, but my mother never did pursue it.
Do you suppose she didn't pursue it because she didn't feel it was important, or?
Well, it was just so far away, that's all.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have a car?
No. No, we were pretty young. We didn't drive in those days.
When you say streetcar, you know, you took the streetcar to go to Chinatown. That's like a bus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay.
It took about 45 minutes to an hour to get to Chinatown from where we lived.
How many people do you suppose lived in Chinatown in those days? How big was it? Was it the same size as it is today?
I would say there was about 4,000 or 5,000 would be stretching it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what kind of businesses were there?
Well, same thing, restaurants, grocery stores, and curio stores. Mm-hmm. That was about all that was in Chinatown.
Did you have any friends that lived in Chinatown?
Oh yes, we had the Lee family, Manjin Lo, they were good friends of my mother's.
Mm-hmm.
And well, the Young family, that they lived in Ferguson Alley and they were friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sue family, you know, Art Sue and Eddie Sue.
I don't know them personally.
Ed Sue, yeah.
Yeah. What kind of business were they in?
Well, the Lee family, Manjin Lo.
Yeah, right. And the Sue?
The Sue, I don't, can't remember what their family did.
Mm-hmm.
And the Young family. They're mostly years in the herb business.
Young family. Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, okay. Oh, herbal medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Was Chinese herbal medicine popular at one time?
Yeah, at one time it was.
20s, 30s?
In the 30s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm. What brought its demise?
I don't know what happened there.
The number of herbal doctors decreased.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but you never believed in that stuff, right?
No.
You always go to American doctors.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I see. You never did any kind of recreational activity that could have been labeled Chinese. You don't know how to play mahjong, do you?
Oh, I do. Yes. Uh-huh.
Did you?
Yeah. I play it occasionally.
Did you feel that you and your family, the rest of your family, were very close as
a
family?
Yes, I think it's a pretty close family.
Mm-hmm. Was that a cultural heritage, you know, or was it?
Well, usually it is a cultural heritage. Mm-hmm. When the family is close.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents teach you, you know, the what are called, well, for lack of words, their value system? For instance, you ought to do this and you ought to do that and you respect the elders and so on and so forth.
Yeah, they did.
Filial piety, you know, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Well, right now, the Caucasians, they don't stress that at all with their
mm-hmm.
children, except maybe, you know, Jewish people, you
mm-hmm.
know, they stick together pretty well.
Uh-huh. You feel the Chinese as a group stick together?
Well, it all depends on what the crowd is, I guess.
What do you mean?
Well, seems like some of the people that you mix with are all out for themselves, and you know they don't want to cooperate, you know.
Oh, I see. And some other groups would cooperate.
Yeah, they work together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people I know are in business for themselves.
Mm, you mean they have their own business?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any jobs? Were the Chinese heavily concentrated in any field? Other than business, their own business, whatever, laundry, so on and so forth.
Well, there's quite a
lot. Like, your job is very unique, right?
Yeah.
What did you call it back then? I mean, did it have a specific...
Well, it's non-destructive testing is what actually what it's classified as.
Ah.
You know, quality control.
Uh-huh. I assume there weren't that many people in your field at that time.
There was none that I know of.
Hmm. What kind of jobs did most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
Well, professional, I guess. There's a lot of Chinese professionals nowadays, whereas in the early years, it was very rare.
Were you a professional?
No.
What?
No, just common, ordinary business is all it was.
Oh, I thought you worked before acquiring the business.
I did, yeah.
So wasn't what you did classified as a...
No.
Professional?
No, I don't think it was.
Oh, I see. Blue collar?
Yeah, more or less. You know, just a X-ray technician is what.
That's not a blue collar job. Blue collar means manual labor.
Oh.
X-ray technician, by today's definition, would be a professional.
Yeah. But that's what I would have been classified as mm-hmm. In the early years.
Uh-huh. Well, did that job pay better or worse than the average?
Well, it paid a little better.
Uh-huh. And I assume your co-workers were all Americans?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And subsequently, after you acquired the business, there weren't many Chinese who got
involved? No. No, I asked a few if they wanted to go to work for me, and they didn't seem to be interested, so... I never did go to work for me.
What caused you to get into the field?
I guess at the time, it's all I knew.
Oh, you mean when you graduate? Graduate, when you got out of college?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What about your ideal? What did it sort of... Was it what you wanted to do, basically?
Well, I guess more or less for survival, I guess. You know, it's something to do, mm-hmm. and it paid pretty good.
I see. Did you ever make a trip back to Hong Kong?
No, never did.
Never wanted to?
I don't know.
Do you travel at all?
I was never classified as a traveling man. Even in business, I hated to travel. You know, once in a while, I had to make a trip, but I always tried to figure a way of getting out of it. You know?
I see. And you've lived here for a long, long time, I guess.
We've lived here 25 years.
In this address, Beechwood.
Mm-hmm.
Would you classify most of your friends who are Chinese Americans about your same age as business owners or professionals or workers?
Mostly are business owners and professionals that I know.
Do you think the Chinese have done better or worse than the general population in LA?
I think they've done better, the ones that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And the young ones that are coming out, they're doing a lot better.
Oh, I see.
You know, there's a lot of professionals, you know, like doctors and lawyers. And,
is that what your idea would be for your children? You know, ideal profession?
Yes. We tried to get our boy to go into medicine, but he said it was too long a grind, so he never did take up medicine, but he went into computer sciences.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, and he's presently working at Lockheed right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a good job. And he got his master's degree in computer science.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you have any preferences about having daughters or sons back when you were just married?
Well, Chinese always wants a son first.
If you had a daughter, would you try for a son later?
Oh, yes. I have a stepdaughter.
Oh, I see. So, did you prefer a lot of children? I guess judging from the number of children you have, you don't.
No.
I see. Okay. Why do you suppose the Chinese want to have sons more than daughters?
I guess to carry on the family name, I guess.
Was that your reason? I mean,
no.
You did say you prefer to have a son.
Yeah.
What was your reason?
For having a son?
Yeah.
I guess carry on the name, I guess.
Uh-huh. Did you know of any Chinese who went back to China to live? Or anybody?
To live?
Yeah.
That were born here?
Yeah.
No, I don't know of any right now.
Mm-hmm.
Offhand, I don't.
I see. How about of your parents' generation?
You mean go back there and live? No, I don't remember anybody going back there to live.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So I guess most of your friends think of themselves as Americans also, right?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And do you feel that that's kind of typical of your third generation now, right?
I guess it'd be third generation.
Yeah. Are you sort of typical?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Because all my friends are born in the States, in California anyhow,
mm-hmm.
that I know.
I see. And so do you feel your parents are more sort of Chinese or American friends?
Well, in the back of their mind, they're Chinese, but still they're American. You know, I guess they consider themselves more or less American since they're citizens and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're naturalized, I guess they still consider themselves citizens.
Chinese or?
American citizens.
American. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
American citizens. That's true. Your father passed away here, right?
Yes, and this is, let's see. Well, I guess 8-10 years ago.
Okay. And he didn't work much in the last.
No,
in
the,
say, 20 years
no.
before he died.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Your mother never worked either?
No, she was always a housewife.
Uh-huh. That's sort of a common pattern. Very few women worked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chinese women. Did you know of any?
Not too many.
In the 40s? Even up, you know, up through 45?
I guess after the war, the Chinese women, a lot of the Chinese women began to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 45.
Did you consider Bessie Lou as a working woman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she was one of those that worked. Anyone besides her?
Oh, there's quite a few, but offhand I can't name them right now.
Oh, really? Quite a few. Roughly what field were they in? Do you remember?
Let's see. Well, my sister, she was in the embroidery business.
Mm-hmm.
And my other sister, she worked at the dollar store.
Dollar store. What happened to the dollar store?
They're still in existence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happened to Saint Fat?
Oh, they closed up years
during Depression.
Ago. Yeah.
And who else besides your sister?
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of any.
My memory is getting bad.
did your first wife work?
First, even. No, she didn't work for that.
No? Okay, so, anyway, it was a sort of rare for Chinese women to work. If you had to say, pinpoint any specific influence on you that is Chinese, what would you say the most dominant or the thing that sort of hit you the hardest about Chinese culture, so what aspects of it?
You mean the work or the...
Well, in terms of, for instance, that the things about Chinese culture that that lingered on in your mind that became part of your thinking, or the things that, for instance, some Chinese philosophy tend to affect one's way of behaving, kind of, you know, more. For instance, in becoming a businessman, do you feel you have become more quote-unquote westernized or more aggressive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I don't know. After you get in business, you have to be kind of aggressive anyhow to get anywhere.
Did you join any business
organization?
Yeah.
Yes, I belong to the American Society for Non-Destructive Testing.
Oh.
And, I'm not active anymore.
You used to be?
Yes, I was active at one time, but I...
In the 40s?
Oh, yes, in the 40s I was.
Mm-hmm. The work you did was it top secret kind of thing?
Yeah, some of it was classified as top secret, and some was secret, some was confidential.
Uh-huh.
And there's about three or four different categories that it fall into. And
most of the people you dealt with were Americans? Almost all of them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. That would be a Western influence kind
yeah,
of doing
then,
business in America tends to make it more aggressive.
I know there's a few in the aircraft industry now, but I've never met them though.
Mm-hmm.
You hear of them, but you never did
a few
meet
what
them. Chinese in the in quality control is what
mm-hmm.
actually what ours comes under is a quality control.
Mm-hmm. Well, could you describe a little of what you do?
Well,
normally?
Well, we inspect aircraft parts for different flaws to see if the quality is what they want.
And you use x-rays to do that?
Yes. And then all the substandard parts are rejected. And the parts that meet the quality called out are accepted, you know, they're used. Mm-hmm. And then, well, there's pretty strict surveillance in the quality of the parts that we x-ray. So it's pretty well, you know, you have to be careful which ones you accept and reject.
And the Chinese never got into this field, huh?
Not that I know of. I'm the
other
only
than
one.
The few you.
Yeah, the only one that I. I myself is the only one that I know of right now.
What do you feel is the key to your success? You say you bought over the business. How were you able to do that?
Well, just managed to work out a stock deal and pay off this and pay off that, you know.
You make it sound so easy.
Yeah.
Did you have to, like, work hard and save a lot of money and so on and so forth?
Yes, you had to work hard, sure. And then
did you work more than 8 hours a day in those
sometimes
days?
Sometimes, yes.
Not too often?
Not too often.
Monday through Fridays, right?
Saturdays.
Normally?
Yeah, I used to go in every Saturday.
Oh, I see.
I still go in every Saturday, but I don't have a full shift, though. Right now, I only have one shift. Before, I used to have two shifts.
What would you say, a shift?
8 hours.
Oh. How do you manage two shifts? That's 16 hours a day?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, I'd have a night foreman to take care of it after 4 o'clock.
You worked 16 hours?
No, I didn't work 16 hours. I put in maybe 10 hours. Then my night foreman would take over from there until midnight.
And then you start at midnight?
No, then I started at 7 the next morning.
From 7 in the morning until,
well, I usually...
4?
No, I usually leave the office about 5:30.
Because after you started acquiring, after you acquired the business?
Yeah.
Or before?
That was before.
Oh, that was before.
Uh-huh.
How about after?
Well, then I still put in the hours, but I only have one shift right now.
Yeah. How many employees did you have?
Well, at one time I had 25.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got about 15.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now it seems like it's more efficient than in the mm-hmm. old days.
Yeah. What is the name of the company? Does it have your name on it? Or
no. It's a hyphenated name. It's spelled IND hyphen X hyphen RAY Laboratories.
Oh.
See, in the old years ago, there was two industrial x-ray labs. There's one in Seattle and one in Los Angeles, which is my company now.
Right.
And they wanted us, one of us, to change the name.
Why?
Because
but both were went by the same name?
Yeah, they were both the same name, and they were all in the western, what they call the western area, you know, for the Air Force.
Right.
And so we flipped the coin to see who would change the name, so we just took the use the IND hyphen X R A Y instead of industrial.
Oh.
So that's how our name got.
You had to change the name.
Yeah.
But you just made it short.
Yeah, just shortened the industrial. That's how we.
And no new industrial X-ray companies came into being?
Oh, yes, there's about a half a dozen in the Los Angeles area now.
So it's a growing field, or it was a growing field?
No. Ours is one of the oldest companies. There must be half dozen or eight of them in town here.
And those, but I assume that there would be business enough to go around among all the companies.
Yeah, there would have to be to stay in business.
You still work?
Oh, yeah.
Every day? And
I go in every day.
Oh, my.
I've been at it for 39 years now.
You don't intend to sit at home and relax and so on?
I don't know what I'd do if I retired.
Yeah, I guess one's used to working.
Yeah. Well, I don't do any hard work. I just.
Do you visit your parents?
Oh, yeah.
Your mother?
Mm-hmm.
Frequently?
Well, I try to get down there every week. If I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I assume that you also keep in close contact with your other relatives that are not living here, right?
Yes.
Like in Houston, so also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You said you have no relatives other than some aunts back at home?
I know we have some cousins in Canada and Vancouver.
Oh, but you don't.
Correspond with my mother. And they come down once in a while, but I never see them hardly.
Did you ever associate with, say, Mexicans or Chicanos or Blacks?
Oh, yes. I have about four Chicanos working for me.
When? Starting in after World War II or before?
Yeah, after World War II.
How about among your friends before World War II?
You mean working?
Working together, but mostly like socially.
Oh,
did
no.
You have any Black,
no, socially,
Chicano
no.
friends?
No, I didn't have any.
You still, you had American friends, Caucasian friends.
Oh, yeah.
And Chinese American friends. How about Japanese and Koreans?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you had? Did you have any hard feelings against the Japanese during the during World War II?
No. I had quite a few Japanese friends before the war.
Then what happened to them?
They were all interned. They went to Manzanar, or they went to Colorado or Chicago.
Did they come back?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you maintained the relation with them?
Yeah, some of them. You lose track of them.